Hey everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by Big Van Stambolian.
I like that. I would have accepted Big Van Rich. It's Rich time.
How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing good. I texted you this morning that I hate everybody.
You did. And I agree with you. I felt like that all week. It's been a very long week. My shoulder feels a lot better. Even though it's still screwed up, it still hurts, but it's semi-functional now, so that's a positive here. A lot of good wrestling this last couple of weeks. You know, last couple shows have been going in a good flow, and I don't know if it's me. Like, you know how I get, right? And you've said this. You're like, I know when you hate wrestling.
Yeah.
And I know when you're, like, back into it. I feel like I'm back into it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Something is changing. Maybe the product is getting better, or maybe I'm just a little bit more focused in on it. But
it's a little bit of both. It's that time of year, too, where it's like...
You start getting excited.
You start getting excited, and also, like, I think in our personal lives, too, it's like, it's not a lull, but it's like, all right, summer's over. We got everything we need to do to set up for the fall. Now we can kind of, like, enjoy what's happening. You got the kids in school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think people realize how busy our personal lives are.
Very big. Right. We both run very successful banks.
Yeah, and we're bankers. We're highfalutin bankers. Mm-hmm. No, like, you know, somebody said this one time. He's like, how could you guys not take an hour out in your day to do the show whenever we move it? And I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? This guy has a point, right? How can we not take an hour? I'm like, you know what? I don't have an hour. Like, just thinking about the schedule, right? And I'll give you an example. In the morning, I wake up at 5 in the morning every day.
Yeah.
Like 5:10, 5:15. My kids are up by 6.
Yeah.
Get them dressed. Get them breakfast. Take my shower. Get ready. Check my emails. It's 8 o'clock. Next thing I know, take them to school. Come back. Start prepping for the show. It was 10:30 already.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even done any of like my real job.
Right.
I still haven't done that. We're gonna do this till about 12:30. Then I got about 40 minutes. I got to send out a couple emails. I got to do something. Then I'm back on the air.
Yeah.
I'm on the air till about 2:30. I got to run out, pick the kids up, come back. It's like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Day's done. And I got a drink.
Then you get a drink. After that, that's it.
That's it. That's I'm done. It.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think that's very insulting for somebody to say, you guys can't do this.
It's only an hour. You don't have an hour? I'm like, no, we do it every week.
What do they got going on? What do they got going on?
What do you got going on?
What do you got
going on?
You got to wake up, got to fondle your junk for 2 hours and lay around. Go to work at the hot dog store.
Everybody works at a hot dog store. So
I'm not making fun of people who work at hot dog stores, but you know, it's a little insulting when people are presumptuous like that.
Yeah. So, but we do have a busy couple weeks. Yeah. So, obviously, we're doing Matt Men today. On Sunday, I'll be doing a watch along. You won't be here because you're going somewhere.
Going somewhere. Undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location. So I'll be doing a watch along with you guys. We'll do a Hell in a Cell watch along next Wednesday. I would like to do a Halloween Havoc watch-along.
Hell yes.
If you want to join for that, Rich. I don't know if you'll be available to be in studio or not.
If it's in the afternoon, 100%.
It's at night. NXT.
Oh, NXT. Yeah. NXT. I may come through.
Okay. So we'll do that. And then we're going to have a spooktacular.
Ooh.
Rich and I haven't even discussed this, but I think we should dress up for Halloween.
We talked about this.
Okay.
I know one of two costume ideas that I want to do.
Are you doing wrestling based?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, what do you...
I'm going to save it.
You're going to throw on that Macho Man costume?
I may unveil Enchante.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Enchante may show up, but it'll be an extreme Enchante.
You need like ripped stockings.
I'm going to wear what kind of not the rip stockings? What's the fishnets? I'm gonna wear fishnets and a jock strap. Underneath.
No. Like flesh tone pantyhose,
but ripped
with this jock strap that you can see.
Dude,
this is like
one
of the grossest.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do something totally embarrassing for my future.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a lot of fun. So we're gonna do that, and then.
And then you're gonna erotically eat a lollipop.
Yeah, that's it. I'll do it, dude. I don't care anymore. I'm 36.
That
I got
wasn't
nothing
a,
to lose.
That wasn't a request. That was more of a joke.
You know,
I mean,
day,
you could do that if you want to.
We do this all the time on the show, and then like a couple nights ago, Jess is like, you know, like God forbid you ever want like a real like I got a good job, but like God forbid like I want to go work at GE as an executive, or I want to run for some sort of local politics.
No, that's not for
us. And it's going to be me in the Enchanté outfit, and it's going to say, you're voting this freak in?
Yeah, they'd find every single bit of dirt on you. So it would be like every out of context sound clip from like the free for all.
Yeah.
You know, pictures of you as Enchanté, talking about taking edibles on the show, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's, I was actually talking to Jonathan about that, Jonathan Risk. And like,
you were on a show.
I was on a show. And then we kind of got up to like, oh, why don't you get like a corporate creative job? And I'm like, yo, my resume is terrible. Like, nobody wants
you
to
work
hire
for yourself.
Me. I work for myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. You know, I think you're in the same position like, you know, like, not that we want those jobs.
I have the most uncorporate corporate job.
Exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that. You know, I work very well with corporations, and I've done it for the last few years.
But not unions. You don't work well with unions.
No, not.
But this is, it's going to be fun. So next couple, we got a bunch of stuff going on, so it'll be a lot of fun. A lot of great wrestling. Guys, I want to remind everybody, go to our website, subscribe to the podcast. We're everywhere podcasts are available. And when you do subscribe, it helps us out. It gets the word out. More people discover us. Share it with your friends. Sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. You want Matt Men merch? We got it. ProWrestlingTees.com/MattMenPodcast. You can go there and buy some Matt Men t-shirts and a whole bunch of other stuff we're doing here. I absolutely love you guys. Hey, before I forget, the last watch along, we raised about $250 for a new chair for me.
Yes.
Guys, if you're watching this live, you know, obviously there's a handful of guys watching this live, but there's a whole lot of people listening to the podcast. Send me over some chair ideas, right? Like, I don't want a Hello Kitty one. Like, I don't want something, I need something that I could use, like a real one. So you guys paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys pick the chair. What we'll do a little like a poll, and you guys pick it, and that's what I'll order.
How many people do you think are going to send you sex chairs that like a big old dildo?
I know every single one is going to be that. I really am looking for your suggestions because I don't know what to buy.
Yeah, it's going to be a Hello Kitty chair.
Is your audio phasing in and out or no? Okay,
no,
I think it's my headphones dying.
I beg you every week to put a phaser on my voice.
All right, so let's start off with Raw.
Let's do it, baby.
Season premiere of Monday Night Raw. Yeah. I very much enjoyed it. The opening was
so good.
Awesome.
Yeah, so good.
I really like The Fiend and Alexa. I love what they've done with them. The Fiend is a babyface now, which is perfect.
Is he?
Yeah.
What? I mean, what a compliment to the character in Alexa Bliss.
Dude, she's always been, and she gets, you know, like, her fandom is very strange.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, there's all those dudes that are like, I just want to see your butt. Like, those guys.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of those.
A lot of ass lovers out there.
And then there's a lot of haters that don't like her at all.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some vile stuff written about her. But
yeah,
I got to tell you, she's one of the best on the mic.
Yes, you know?
Like,
absolutely.
She's good in the ring. She's fine. She's kind of pigeon-held. Because of her character and her size, but
pigeonholed.
Yeah, she's kind of pigeonholed.
Yes, in the role of
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Thank you. I feel like her character had matured to the point of, okay, this is what it's going to be, and she was able to just turn it on.
She's great
in this new character. Very good. Very good. I love the hand holding, how they did it.
So good.
It worked. Like, it's those tiny little nuances that really sell it. I found it. So Retribution comes out,
mm-hmm.
and
a bunch of chodes.
They look like such fucking geeks.
Yeah.
Like, really, it's done, right? Like, I can't. They lost to the Hurt Business for no reason.
Well, kind of weird, right?
Really strange. And listen, I get the 50-50 booking thing
that they do. Yeah.
But this isn't 50-50 booking. You're trying to build this rebellious group.
Right.
And you already ruined them with their ridiculous names. You've ruined them by allowing them to tweet in and out of character.
Right.
And make jokes with other people. So now it's like, oh, okay, they're like everybody else. And now they look like idiots in that match.
Here's my issue with that. And I agree with you 100%, right? So I mean, playing armchair booker like we do sometimes on the show, wouldn't it have been better if you had a dominant Hurt Business, right?
Yeah.
But then when Retribution noticed that they could lose, they broke the rules like they're supposed to.
And they get DQ'd.
Super DQ.
Yeah.
And then the Fiend comes out. Instead of like having Dijakovic eat the pin, Shane Thorne get his ass whooped, you know, Mustafa Ali not really getting much offense. And it was just like weird booking. And I understand that, you know, they're moving the Retribution stuff forward with the Fiend somehow. And I think maybe the light at the end of the rainbow is him turning them into like his new Wyatt family.
Maybe. Okay. I didn't even think of that. Sure. I would be okay with that. But I didn't even have a problem with the Fiend beating the crap out of them and making them look like idiots, because the Fiend is this mystical being, you know? So he got his, you know, he was able to use whatever voodoo he does and beat them. Fine. But
voodoo.
I mean, I don't know what he what does he use? I don't know.
It's I you can't quantify
hell powers?
Sure, hell powers.
Okay.
Dark powers.
Dark powers.
He's got the dark powers. Now Undertaker, no more dark powers. This guy dark powers.
No, Undertaker's was the creatures of the night. That was his power.
Mm-hmm. He's got lightning and lights.
And urns.
And urns.
Yeah.
And he can teleport.
Yeah.
But the Fiend can teleport too.
So I showed Jess Kamala yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I got a clip of Kamala. I was watching Undertaker clips and like Kamala came up and she did one of these. She's like, whoa.
All right. All
right. I was like, do you know what his last name is?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it can't be Harris. I'm like, it is James Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was, that's his real name.
I was explaining Kamala to her.
The like, Ugandan Giant.
The Ugandan Giant, right? She goes, that can never happen today. I'm like, nope. It would that gimmick would not exist in 2020. But beloved character, his powers were, his thing was he was afraid of the dark powers.
Right.
He was afraid of the urn. He couldn't touch the urn.
Right. Well, he also was, he was supposed to be a savage.
He was, but
because he debuted with Kim Chi, right?
Kim Chi, yeah.
So you can't get away with that name.
Kim Chi?
Yeah.
He wasn't Korean.
Mm-mm. You still can't get away with that name.
But was his name Kim and his last name was Chi?
Chee, I think. That's very weird. Yeah.
Very weird. But he didn't have any special powers, but he was afraid of the dark powers.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys are afraid of dark powers.
No.
They just go ahead for like, oh yeah, this guy, he's a creepy power mystic guy. I'm just going to try to fight him.
All right. So in terms of that kind of rationale, right? I think if Undertaker was in his prime, you would have had a very long Bray Wyatt feud between the Fiend and him.
Yeah.
Because you have to remember, like, Papa Shango.
Yes.
Right?
Mystical like, character.
Mystical character.
Poisoned the Ultimate Warrior, made him vomit.
Right. The Boogeyman.
Another one. Yeah, same character.
Supernatural.
Oh, yeah, Supernatural.
Kevin Thorne.
Vampire.
Right.
Yeah.
The other
Dracula.
The other guy. Who
Mordecai.
Had, Mordecai.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Mordecai. I like Mordecai's outfit. Are we counting the zombie?
No, no zombie.
Does Raven count as a supernatural character?
He was a cult leader.
Okay.
He was like David Koresh.
The Yeti? The Dungeon of Doom.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were weird.
Do you count Muda as having...
Yes.
Is he supernatural?
I think Muda's supernatural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Muda Undertaker would have been...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about Crow Sting?
Is he supernatural?
He's a vigilante.
Can he teleport? I think he could teleport, right?
I would say him and Vampiro could both teleport.
Okay.
I prefer to, not even kayfabe, I'm saying in real life.
Okay.
characters teleport.
Do you think AEW needs a supernatural guy?
The Dark Order was that, right? Didn't they? They did that. They did it with the Dark Order. They did it with the other one, with Dr. Luther.
Okay.
When he was with Brandy.
Well, those are like spooky guys.
Those are spooky guys.
I want like a straight up supernatural guy.
Yeah. I want Taz to become the spooky, like the supernatural guy.
I'm a ghost, bro.
Bro, I'm a ghost.
Bro, am I here or
Boo.
Am I here?
Boo, I'm a ghoul.
I'm a ghoul.
So I thought the opening was good. I mean, obviously the Dark Order, the Retribution stuff was,
yeah.
They looked weak.
Yeah.
They also explain the hacker storyline where it is Ali.
Great.
They went through that.
Throwaway.
We now officially know Raw Underground is done.
Womp
officially.
Womp.
Okay, you know what? It was a great idea.
Was
I thought
it?
The con. Yeah, I have to tell you why.
Tell me why.
Guys like Dolph look like a fucking $1 million.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Shayna Baszler, Dolph, anybody that had a wrestling or MMA background.
Dabakoto
too. Dabakoto. That was the whole thing, right? They were building Dabakoto
to get beat by Braun Strowman
immediately.
Yeah.
The initial concept, and this is what happens in this company. The concept was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I liked that they were doing something different to expose guys. Look how tiny that belt is.
Oh, yeah, but it's on the Big Show, right?
No, but that WCW tag title was so little.
Yeah.
So weird. They had a great concept, and then they went far off into another universe.
Yeah.
So, since we're talking about that, AJ Styles has a new bodyguard.
Yeah.
Jordan, what's his name?
Omobien. I can't pronounce that.
Bien?
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah.
But this dude is legit 7374. Made Styles look like a baby.
Oh, my God.
The concept is really going to be HBK Diesel.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think it'll be good. We'll see what happens with this. But there aren't too many 7-foot big men in wrestling anymore.
He's very magnetic.
There's something interesting. Because when I saw him, I'm like, whoa, that's a big dude. Big dude.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens with that.
Can we touch on one more thing from Raw Underground? Apparently EC3 came out and said that was something that he came up with. Because he was submitting vignettes to them as like a Tyler Durden type character.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. Of course they did that. Where is he now?
Impact.
Is he on Impact?
Impact and Ring of Honor. I think he's doing like...
He's doing Ring
he's
of
doing
Honor?
Like the circuit. Yeah.
Huh. How have my brain... It's not letting him in.
It's all right. I never pictured you as like a big EC3 guy.
I like the gimmick,
mm-hmm.
but you know how many EC3s we have now? MJF.
Right, right.
EC3. The Miz. The Miz.
Yeah.
Right? There's a whole bunch of them.
All the rich boys.
So Raw was Raw. It was fine. The ending, they did a good job at building that Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Between Randy Orton and Drew.
Yeah, I think they're going to go at it really hard. The way they're going at it, too, makes me think that Drew's dropping that title on Sunday.
I feel that way, too. And I don't know if that's the direction you want to go right now. I don't know. I don't know what the concept, because Edge is coming back. So,
well, yeah.
Do you have Edge win the Rumble? Challenge Orton for the title at WrestleMania. That's quite a few months away.
It's exactly what you do. Orton holds on to that belt. Mm-hmm. They have Team Orton versus Team Drew for Survivor Series.
Okay.
Right. And then you're gonna have Team Roman versus Team Jey Uso for Survivor Series.
I was told they're doing something very different with Survivor Series this year. Yeah. It's not gonna be like team, it's not gonna be team based.
Mm-hmm.
One of the pit I actually have it here. I'll follow it.
Please,
They were going to do one aspect was champions versus champions again.
Uh-huh.
That was one. Let me see here if I got it in my notes. While we're talking about this, I'll find it.
Absolutely.
So I thought Raw was pretty good. I did not hate it. It was an easy 3 hours, which is very difficult to say.
Yeah. Well, I know also you weren't. I'm trying to go by the notes and like our tweeting from the other night, too. I laughed out loud about how you were saying that Riddle looks like a total douche right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Terrible. He looks terrible. Here it is. WWE may be doing something interesting with Survivor Series. All the titles will be defended in three ways.
Okay.
With a representative from each brand in the three-way. Roman defending. Huh. Here's an example. Roman defending against someone from Raw and NXT. Drew defending from someone from SmackDown and NXT. Balor.
Cool.
If able to defend against someone from Raw and someone from SmackDown, same with New Day, Street Profits, Priest, Lashley, Bayley, Io, Asuka, and Zayn.
That's fun.
You know what? I think that's a great idea.
I think that's a lot of fun.
This is one source, guys. Don't quote me on this. This is, but he's generally pretty good on this stuff. I think that's a different way of doing it, and it is a Survivor Series, right? You're surviving three ways.
Yeah, you got to survive those three ways.
The menage a trois. It is a very difficult thing to survive a menage a trois, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody. Is that what we're learning from this?
I think so. Okay. Wrestling is teaching us a lot today.
A lot. We're learning a ton.
Yeah, go ahead. So Raw was okay.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, did we cover SmackDown?
No, you want to go into it?
Yeah, quick.
Wait, we did cover SmackDown.
Oh, because yeah, we did a show on
Saturday.
Because
we did the show on Saturday. How do you feel about the Roman and Jey stuff going into the weekend?
I love it.
Yeah?
I really do. I really like everything they've done with Roman. I
agree with that.
I feel like Roman and The Fiend have done great in the last 2 months.
Yes.
And it's interesting how they're being positioned in very... And it was so easy to turn it on. Like, as a viewer,
yeah,
I'm watching it. I'm like, we all feel the same about Roman. I get it. I don't hate him
like
some people do, but I understand that he became a John Cena-type character for this company. And a lot of people were tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to see him on top because it wasn't pushed the way that they had wanted. You know, that there was a... I think him as a heel turning babyface works if it's done naturally and not forced. Now, the turn was so much better than expected.
Uh-huh.
And he's so believable.
Absolutely.
As this guy.
Oh, so good. It's very good. It's
and
very
you know
good.
That he's a really nice guy. That's the other problem, right? Like, sometimes, like, The Miz is a douche. And mm-hmm. I feel like he's a douche in real life. Like, his character is very similar to who he is.
Okay.
Right? Like, he's a reality TV guy. He's, you know, I get it. I get how his character reflects who he is. I think same for Seth Rollins. Uh-huh. I think Seth is a natural heel. I think Roman is a natural babyface. He's just a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And people that know him, anybody that's coming, you know, any kind of business with him will say, this guy's one of the nicest people. Him as a heel, though, is so much more believable.
I agree with that. Do you think in the 80s, Roman would be a top babyface in the company?
No. Roman in the 80s would have been one of the head shrinkers.
Oh, get out of here.
I think that's what they would have done with him.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I think they would have just stuck him in the Samoan gimmick.
And just like, hey, you're a savage.
It is interesting how all the Samoans are Samoan except the guy that has Samoan in his name.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
He is Samoan.
I know, but he doesn't have like... There's nothing about his gimmick that says like I'm Samoan.
Right. He didn't go the savage route.
He didn't go the savage route. And thank God.
Right.
And he didn't go like I'm a Samoan like every other Samoan in WWE history. Every single one has been I'm a Samoan. That's what I am first. I'm Samoan first, wrestler second.
Yes.
That's how I identify.
It's very interesting.
In my Twitter profile, it says Samoan / wrestler.
Is Roman going to beat up Nia Jax? Is he going to show up on Raw and just like
Tamina
take those tag belts?
I'm your chief. So I think the Roman stuff is phenomenal. I think the Jey stuff, I just hope it goes the way it's going to go. As far as what I believe is going to happen, and that's The Rock.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer at this point. Everybody's talking about it. There's a lot of interest, even like passing wrestling fans. Fairweather fans want to see that happen, you know?
I want him to just murder Rikishi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want that to happen.
You know what I want?
Yeah.
I want it to be a squash match. I want it to be a five-minute match where Roman just destroys The Rock.
No, they won't do that.
And then have The Rock come back strong.
The Rock really wants this match.
Yeah, it's going to be Hogan-Rock.
Yeah.
Part two.
Yeah. And you know what? It should be. And I really don't even care
Rock's
who wins.
Gonna do this shit too.
Oh, can you imagine? And a leg drop? Can you imagine him doing a big leg drop with those thighs?
So good.
He has a thigh. It's the size of a cow, that man's thighs.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The Brahma Bull. So I'm very hopeful that we're leading in that direction unless something happens and something changes. We'll do a quick Hell in a Cell preview.
Mm-hmm.
After we're done with AEW and current TV. What did you think of AEW last night?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so I watched both of them this morning.
Okay.
I watched both NXT and AEW this morning. It was a very busy morning for me.
Okay.
I was so out of it yesterday, and I came home, and I was like, you know what? I watched a little bit. I'm like, I just want to watch Aliens on YouTube.
Okay.
So I just watched Aliens on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I watched a video about how these Russian divers came in contact with aliens under the water, and the aliens threw them up into like the surface of the water, and three of them died.
Wow.
From
the bends.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, and they described these aliens as humanoids, just floating around in the water looking at them.
It's a big jellyfish.
And the problem was that the Russians tried to capture them with a net.
Okay.
And they got very upset. So I watched a 45-minute documentary on this yesterday.
And this is last night?
Last night.
Okay.
I had no edibles. I was very sober. Not the same experience, I'll tell you.
Did you watch both of them this morning?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
To answer your question, you really wanted me to say, hey, ask me what I did yesterday.
Yeah, ask me what I did yesterday. So I thought there was a lot of stuff I really liked with AEW, right?
Yeah.
And there was something that very much upset me watching it.
Go ahead.
And it was the main event.
Why?
Alex Reynolds got knocked the F out in that match.
Yes.
And they did nothing. They let him lay there like a sack of shit.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that I think John Silver pulled him. Mm-hmm. Was it John Silver that pulled him? No. It was one of the Butcher or the Blade pulled him to the corner and tagged himself in. And this guy was like doing one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that's not good.
They were going full speed in that match.
Yeah,
that was a good match. Before we talk about the Jericho MJF thing, I really enjoy the tournament. I think the Wardlow Jungle Boy thing was cool. Phoenix Penta, match of the night.
Phoenix Penta was great. I don't know why they're feuding though. I don't like that they're having like matches. And why? This isn't the first time they've done this.
Yeah. It's fine.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay. I'm 100% okay.
I would like a better program for them. I guess because of the language barrier, they need.
Well, Penta and Phoenix have done this a lot of times, but with Kingston on commentary, it was a very cohesive presentation.
Yeah.
Because you had the Mox Kingston promo against each other, and it's going to be Mox Kingston at Full Gear as the main event in an I Quit match, and that kind of led into this next match between Phoenix and Penta with Kingston on commentary basically saying, like, we're family, it's okay, we all want to get that gold. You know,
got it.
So yeah. It works. Hangman Colt, fantastic match.
Fantastic match. Yeah. My favorite, Sunny Kiss.
Oh, destroyed. I like the cleaner. I like this new version of the cleaner with the babes and the accolades in the beginning, and him being over it completely, destroying Sunny Kiss.
He beat Sunny Kiss in 20 seconds. And you know what? Sometimes you look at and people. Some people were upset at this, right?
Why?
I saw on Twitter like, oh, they buried Sunny.
Oh, get out of here.
Go, first of all, Kenny Omega. 18 months ago,
mm-hmm.
was considered possibly the greatest pro wrestler in the world.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, there's an argument. I don't necessarily agree that he's the best of all time, but he's definitely in the discussion as far as in-ring performance.
Yeah.
Sonny Kiss is not anywhere near that level.
Right.
Right? Kenny destroying Sonny in 20 seconds makes so much sense.
Absolutely.
Are you going to have a competitive match with Sonny Kiss when you were having these 60-minute matches with Okada, the most likely one, again, the greatest pro wrestler of all time, possibly?
Arguably in the greatest pro wrestling match of all time.
Two of the greatest in arguably the greatest match.
Right.
Right? To many. It depends. It depends how you gauge it. I'm talking athletic, in-ring ability, mm-hmm. storytelling. Sonny Kiss losing in 20 seconds makes the most sense in pro wrestling.
100%.
Then Sonny tweeted, I was a last-minute substitution. I had no time to prep for Kenny Omega.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Now it makes even more sense.
Absolutely.
You're saying, like, listen, dude, it's the best guy in the world.
Right.
And I'm just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
I had no freaking opportunity. That told such a good story there. And I don't know why people were upset. I like Kenny Omega being a total dick.
Oh, it's so good.
They're doing it very slowly, which I'm happy about. And I think we're going to get the full package at
sunglasses,
Full Gear.
Jacket,
yeah.
Toothpick.
The babes with the brooms.
So good.
Thought so it was good. Really good.
I like the new tweak on the character of him being like, oh, let's give it up for Sonny Kiss. This guy's great. This guy's great. This guy's great. And then leave, you know? So next week, it's definitely going to, come down to... Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. Next week is going to be Wardlow and Omega.
Wardlow and Omega. I thought Wardlow looked really good.
Yes. And then Hangman and... No, I'm sorry. Next week is Kenny and Phoenix.
No.
Yeah. Right?
Wardlow was on the other... Yeah, Wardlow's on the other side.
Yeah, so it's Kenny and Phoenix, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And you're going to have Wardlow and Hangman.
Should be very good also.
Obviously... both of us think the finals are going to end up being
has to be
Hangman and Kenny.
Yeah.
I think Kenny's going to destroy him.
Kenny takes it.
I think Kenny takes it, and then you get that main event, that future main event of him Mox too, or listen, possibly him Eddie Kingston too. Yeah, DDP.
Yeah, best set.
Andrew's got some WCW shit on in the background.
Yeah. Ryan Zane is doing a review, I think, of Halloween Havoc 97? 98. Close.
The sweet Vince McMahon action figure.
Yeah, that is a sweet one. So, listen, I think if we're looking at Hangman and Kenny,
yeah,
Hangman losing doesn't necessarily hurt him.
No.
As much as Kenny losing to Hangman would kill him.
Mm.
I think that would be a big faux pas.
Especially with this new quote-unquote motivation.
Yeah.
And they established that on BTE. I feel like if you're a Dynamite fan, you kind of have to watch BTE because it's the progression of the stories. And in this last week's episode, I believe Kenny said, like, I'm done doing these exhibitions to make new guys look good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, before I forget, I want to give a little shout out to our friend Vinny in the chat room. Vinny, longtime listener, Patreon member. He wanted me to let you guys know he's doing something on his podcast, and it's called The Greatest of All Time of Sitcom Tournament. He's going to be running a tournament in the Facebook group to find the GOAT of sitcoms, with 64 sitcoms battling it out. I'm just reading this on the fly. You could join the group and vote for your favorite show. Dude, first of all, don't waste your time. I'm going to tell you what the greatest is of all time. It's Seinfeld. Seinfeld is the greatest sitcom of all time. Plain and simple. That's what should win. But Vinny's running this, so guys, go check it out. It's called the GOAT of Sitcom Tournament. Vinny, if you're in the chat, post a link in the chat so people can go and do it. It's Seinfeld, right? Seinfeld's the greatest sitcom?
Ooh. It's tough, man. Seinfeld. I'm a big Seinfeld guy.
Now, is Always Sunny a sitcom?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
See, I don't consider the cable shows a sitcom.
Why?
Because...
Do you know what sitcom means?
Yes. A situational comedy. But...
That's exactly it.
I don't... When I think sitcom, I think networks.
You think syndication.
I think network sitcoms.
Okay.
So I think...
It's on a network.
Friends.
FX.
No. Like the big networks, right?
Okay.
A traditional network. I think of Friends, Frasier, Seinfeld.
Cheers.
Cheers
is up there. Cheers and Frasier are up there, dude.
Married with Children.
I fucking hate Friends.
You hate Friends?
I hate Friends.
You know what? I watched it recently. Like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't watch it.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen it all because Jess watched it. It is the worst, cringiest of whitewashed television.
Absolutely. It's the worst.
There's nothing funny about it.
I've always hated Friends.
Ross has a pet monkey? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Marcello, his monkey?
I also know many, many women who did the Friends tour in the city. I don't get it.
Oh, I hate it. You know what else is another one?
Sex in the City.
That's not a sitcom. It's a drama. I'm the Miranda of the group.
It's a dramedy.
Oh, I'm the Carrie. No, I'm the Charlotte. Roseanne. Roseanne is a sitcom.
I never liked Roseanne.
No?
No.
What was the husband's name?
Dan!
Yeah. Is that a good Roseanne?
That's a pretty good one.
You
that's
like good, it? Hold on. You want me to do another one?
No.
What was the sister's name?
I don't know. I don't like Roseanne.
The daughter. Becky! That's all it was.
Third Rock from the Sun.
Great show. I liked it. I liked Third Rock.
Do you consider 30 Rock a sitcom?
Yeah.
Third Rock's fantastic.
Third Rock from the Sun was very confusing to me because I thought the boy was a very cute girl the first time I saw it. And then I figured out within 30 seconds that it was a boy.
Yeah.
And then I was very confused.
You mean the after season 3?
No, like the first, after season 3 when he grew the beard. It took me 3 seasons.
Oh, no.
Ruined it for me. And then I thought the...
Okay.
Can you see that?
I could see that.
2 and a Half Men, another sitcom. I know, we're on a whole different... The Office. I love The Office.
I hate The Office.
See, I love The Office.
Can't do it, man. I've tried 4 times at least.
I really like it.
People get really weird when I say I don't like The Office and I don't...
Jess would get really weird if you said that.
Really?
She loves The Office.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I've never really worked in an office, so I don't get it.
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm a huge Parks and Rec guy. I love Parks and Rec.
Loves Parks. You know, so it's funny. She didn't like Parks and Rec until Parks and Rec was Parks and Rec was somewhat of a spin-off. It was the same concept. Yeah. She didn't like it until recently, and then she watched all it. She's like, oh, Parks and Rec was great.
I have this, because I don't watch football, so I have the same, it's like the same reaction of people who love The Office and also people who watch football who expect me to love football and The Office. where they'll drop references. And I'm like, listen, I know it's from The Office. I don't get it. I don't watch it. I don't care for it.
Schitt's Creek. Like Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek's great.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, right,
let's get back to
wrestling. Big shout out to Vinny. Vinny, post a link in this chat so people can go do it, because I'm very much into this.
Vinny, your check is in the mail.
Check's in the mail.
It's signed Andrew Zorpian.
Zorpian.
That's how you know it's going to bounce.
That's my supervillain.
So, Kenny Omega back as a cleaner.
Love it. Really like it.
What do we have?
NXT?
NXT, yeah. So,
what did you think of NXT this week?
I caught bits and pieces of it. I think the real story here is Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch winning those tag titles.
Yeah, yeah. With Pat McAfee's back.
Yeah.
McAfee.
I think it's cool that he's starting a faction with these two dudes.
I know. It's such a weird group.
Mm.
I liked how the show started with Kushida and Ciampa.
Yes.
So pretty much what happened, Velveteen came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Ciampa beat the shit out of him. And then Kushida continued to beat the shit out of Velveteen. And then Kushida's getting a big push.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're very high on Kushida. And here's where I feel like it's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a live audience there, I think Kushida's push would be even more bigger.
I agree 100%.
Kushida's great.
So let me ask you, in your opinion, why do you think now?
For Kushida?
Because he's been on that roster for a good while.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
I'll tell you muted.
Okay.
That's
all right. All right. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Or do you think it has to do with, you know, like maybe there's still some perceived heat on Velveteen?
There is tremendous There's tremendous heat on Velveteen.
We got to take the heat off him by having him lose every week to Kushida.
Yeah. No, it's Velveteen is not. He's very lucky they kept him.
And it also.
That was a.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything more about this,
uh-huh.
but he's very lucky they kept them.
And Ciampa seems to have gotten cooled off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. But you got to remember, the title picture is really weird right now, right? When you have Ciampa, Ciampa's not going to... He's a main event guy in that company, and he really doesn't have a main event opponent right now.
I agree with that 100%.
You know, like I'm saying on the level of like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Cole's on a program with him.
Mm-hmm.
Gargano's doing something else. They really haven't built, really, if you think about it, their main event picture is not that great.
It's okay.
Who's in there? Finn if he's healthy.
Adam Cole if he's not feuding with somebody else.
Yeah.
I do like
Ciampa.
Ciampa, Gargano.
And Gargano.
I like Kyle O'Reilly.
But he's not. He's
you
know, not.
You don't think he's there yet?
He's not there. You know, they got raided, really. It's going to go back up. It's looking like Andrade's going back down there, which I welcome tremendously. It was going to be Nakamura. It was Nakamura. That was part of it. They wanted Nakamura to go down there because they really want one main roster player being in the main event picture in NXT. They'll do 3 month stints, 6 month stints, whatever it is, and it helps them along the way. They really don't have that right now because Finn. You know, the pandemic screwed up everything, really. And you can't, again, I keep saying this, you can't blame them.
Right.
But next week on NXT, it's going to be a really pretty awesome show.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, man. And Shotzi's hosting it,
My
of course.
My favorite Shotzi Blackheart.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love her. She's something very special in that company.
Mm-hmm.
She's hosting it, and they're going to have Spin the Wheel, Make a Deal matches. One of the matches, NXT North American title match between Damian Priest and Johnny Gargano.
It's gonna be good.
So at the end, it was actually really funny. So at the end of NXT, they went to Candace and Johnny's house and they had like a mini wheel and they were practicing spinning the wheel. Right. So Johnny's spinning it and he got a buried alive match. And he's like, I don't want to get dirt on me. What? They're going to throw me in a hole and put dirt on me. He goes, but what is that? 1 in a million chance that'll happen. And Candace goes, it's a 1 in 12 chance. And he's like, oh, shit. So that's pretty cool. You're also going to get another spin the wheel, make a deal match for the NXT women's title. And it's going to be Candice LeRae and Io Shirai. Then you have a Haunted House of Terror match between Cameron Grimes and Dexter Lumis.
Great.
Dexter Lumis is terrifying.
Yeah.
And then you got Rhea Ripley and Raquel Gonzalez.
People backstage love Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So now that that's we're done with the shows, except I kind of want to spend a little bit of time talking about the Jericho MJF dinner debonair.
Oh my god, we skipped right over that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we need to allot a decent amount of time to talk about how amazing this entire segment was from top to bottom and how these guys gel so well together.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about it. Go ahead.
No. I left that open for you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going into
it. That was a setup. That was a setup.
I'm so sorry.
So you could spike it down.
Yeah, so I didn't... before the show... No, I
didn't
watch it. So right before the show aired, somebody messaged me. He's like, hey, they're doing a Broadway musical.
Mm.
And I was like, with who? He goes, I don't know. My friend at the network said this to me. He's like, I don't know. Somebody in sales said that they're doing a musical. I was like, fuck, it's going to be Cody and Brandy. Like, that's what I don't know why I went there. I went to like Brandy and Cody and something, maybe with the Young Bucks or Kenny, like something.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think it was going to be this. And when they sat down and they did that steak bit, I was like, oh, they're going into this.
Yeah.
It was so... it was terribly good.
Very well done.
Very well done. At the end, they dropped the girls, which was funny. I think the girls were the Jacksonville Jaguars cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I think so.
They have a lot of babes at their disposal.
A ton of babes.
Yeah.
So I thought it was done really well, and it's really leading into a Moxley-Jericho match.
MJF Jericho.
I'm sorry. I keep doing that. I have no idea why. MJF and Jericho. It's going to lead to that. I thought it was done really well.
I got to say, I've been a wrestling fan my entire life. I've waited for this moment. The entire time I've been a wrestling fan. I thought it was top to bottom perfect. Jericho's a fan of old-timey TV, clearly.
Yeah.
MJF, too, even though he's 23, he's got like a quote-unquote old soul, right? So I think just them sitting down, it almost looked like an episode of Three's Company.
Yes.
You know, where they're kind of sitting at the Regal Beagle with the curtain behind them, and they do the whole bit with Velma Thelma and the stakes. Great, this is funny. And then all of a sudden the song kicks in, clearly pre-recorded, and they lip sync to their own selves.
So was it MJF singing?
Who knows, man? That would be amazing.
Because if it was, he sounded better than Jericho.
He did, yeah.
Dude, it was great. It was...
The lyrics to the song
What was it, My
fantastic.
Shadow and Me? And, yeah, it was done really well. And was it corny? 100%. Was it cheesy? 100%. But it doesn't matter. It was still... It was different.
Yep.
You didn't envision it to happen. So that's the only thing I caught live.
Yeah. Okay.
And Jess was watching. Jess is like, what the fuck is going on? Like, she was watching. She's like,
what's happening?
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, they're having dinner and then they decided to sing. He goes, that happens in wrestling? I'm like, anything happens in wrestling.
Here's the thing with that. The anything happens in wrestling moment was that. Chris Jericho, who I'm assuming had a big hand in putting this thing together.
Had to be all him.
He out-Vinced Vince McMahon with this.
Yes, he did.
100%. You know why? Yep. Because it's not an idea that he gave to... Let's take two guys, right? Let's take Seth Rollins and let's take Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Right? Put those two guys in that situation. You could have the same exact production, but those two guys could never pull that off, right?
Yeah. Nobody's ever put it that way, but he did out-Vince Vince.
He out-Vinced Vince McMahon.
That was a Vince McMahon, 20 years of working with Vince. That's what you picked up.
Showbiz. It was amazing. And you know what? It didn't hurt the wrestling business. It didn't hurt any of the two guys. You can look at him and say, oh, what goofballs. But because they're delivering the tongue-in-cheek heel stuff.
It works.
It works so well.
Yeah. It wasn't cringy. If it was two baby faces, 100% cringy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If it was two baby faces, if it was a different company, 100%.
Yep.
But they bought it. They sold it. They stuck to that one tenet of pro wrestling, which is you can say anything you want as long as you believe what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it works for the characters.
So I thought that really worked. So something I wanted to touch on that you notice in AEW, and I want people to watch this, right?
Okay.
When you talk about a style difference, right? Like in the ring. I like this week especially, I would say that NXT, the wrestling in NXT, overall is more polished.
Okay.
Than AEW. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not that these guys are better, right? These guys have more cues and have more coaching.
More production.
Forget about the production. I'm saying in the ring, right? They have more they've been taught a very polished way from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch AEW, you could see them calling the spot, especially with the Jungle Boy and Wardlow match.
Yes, yeah.
Like the feed me spot.
Mm-hmm.
That is something you don't see in WWE anymore.
Right, right.
Because you're essentially calling the spot and making
come
it very
on.
Visible.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Like John Cena style.
Yeah, but and you see that in almost all these matches. And I'm not talking about the Kenny Omega match or a Young Bucks match. These got, you know, the polished guys.
Yeah.
You see this more in the like the Jungle Boy and Wardlow match.
Yeah.
Great example. That was a very good indie match.
100%. Yeah.
And watching, and then when you watch WWE, WWE is so memorized.
Mm-hmm.
The spot, like you, it's so much more crisp.
Yeah.
In the match. Actually, someone just said that too in the chat room. It's a very crisp presentation of the match. Even the bad matches. The, mm-hmm. Like the NXT has some not so great matches sometimes.
Right, right, right.
Even those matches. Especially with the girls, right? The women's match. Like, mm-hmm. if they're still training. It's still developmental. But you could see it even in those women's matches that would get very low praise with somebody that is brand new to the company.
Right.
It would be a... Even if the match isn't good, the presentation of the match is more polished.
So everybody hits their spots.
Yep. Everybody everybody knows the spot. Everybody knows how to do it.
The timing.
The timing. AEW has to work on that.
Or do they? I think like I messaged you yesterday saying like, you know, I can see why people kind of don't like JR's commentary at times.
You said that, yeah.
You know, and I think that's the reason. And this is my own personal thing. This is my opinion. I'm not saying it's fact or anything like that. But as a wrestling fan and seeing this guy call arguably the greatest matches in the world in his entire career.
Yeah.
I think when he has to call, it's not a knock on Jungle Boy and Wardlow, but when he has to call a Jungle Boy Wardlow match, he may not be into it.
He doesn't, yeah.
As 100% as he might be, because he's already seen what amazing professional wrestling is. It's not his job at this point to enhance these guys. It's Excalibur and Tony Schiavone's job.
Yeah. Exactly. By the way, Big Swole last week, terrible match.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad match for TV.
They're high on her, though. I like Big Swole. She's very charming.
Okay. I'm very high on her character. I'm very high on her personality. I think she needs to be protected more. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is JR does not like these high spots. Super kick, super kick, super kick, super kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Canadian Destroyer.
Do you think he's got...
Super kick.
Do you think he's got Jeff Hardy PTSD?
Yeah, that's all he sees is Jeff Hardy falling off ladders.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Hey, it's Ricky Starks.
It's Ricky Starks. There you go. Tony Mamaluke.
No,
Tony Marinara. That was his name, right?
Tony Marinara.
It was Mamaluke in ECW.
Can I tell you something funny that happened yesterday? So my wife went to bed like really early, and then I was watching AEW, right? I'm hanging out in the living room. It's not super loud. And then all of a sudden, I get a text message saying, hey, do you think you can lower that a little bit? Taz is being very abrasive right now. I was like, really? Like, everybody's yelling at each other, and... You know, Eddie Kingston's on commentary, and all this stuff is happening, and this is the one time she's like, just lower it.
I think I would like to hear Eddie Kingston and Taz just have a conversation.
Oh, like, it'd be amazing.
Like a normal conversation.
I think it's just a head nod, and that's it.
That's it. That's all you got. It's the most New York thing you could ever hear.
Hey.
We got a whole bunch of other stuff here. Let me just go through these notes, because there's so much stuff to talk about. SmackDown is going to be on FS1. Due to the World Series,
mm-hmm.
Thunderdome at the Amway Center has been extended through November. By the way, there's also an issue right now. The WWE is kind of being investigated for the handling of COVID.
Oh, jeez.
WWE put out a press release saying that they've tested 10,000. They've done 10,000 COVID tests.
Jeez, wow.
And I believe they have a 1.3% infection rate.
Okay. Like New York State.
But it's not that accurate because that's 10,000 tests, not 10,000 people.
Okay.
They've had 153 people infected.
It's 500 tests to just Vince McMahon.
I want to say, I think it's like 400, 500 people.
How do you feel about that?
It's very high.
You're one of those guys that think it's a hoax, right?
I don't. Yes, I do, actually.
You're a denier? You're a COVID denier?
I'm not a COVID denier, but I'm very, I'm more pro-business.
Uh-huh.
So I am very much against a lockdown.
Next time you go on Jonathan Risk's show,
I'm going to just be like,
I want Jonathan, if you're listening,
we can't. Oh, you can't say this. You can't say this. We'll get flagged on YouTube.
Okay.
No. We cannot say anything about this thing because they are flagging videos and they're silencing them if you say those words
about COVID.
Yeah, you said it again. I gotta bleep these. Yeah. No, seriously,
Suncast, bleep it.
I can't write that word on Twitter.
Okay.
I get my account, and I've only written it once when I said that I tested, twice, when I tested negative for it, when I was sick, and I wrote something about WWE and their testing, like, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I do that, my account gets blocked, and I gotta re-authenticate every Twitter account that I've ever logged into. Every single time. But I the way that I stand,
I'm just breaking your chops, by the way.
No, but the where I stand on this is that obviously it's dangerous and many people are dying, many people are not.
Mm-hmm.
But I am more on the sense of long term damage to people's livelihood.
Okay,
there has to be an in between here. You know what I mean? Like I'm in the hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm.
These jobs are never coming back, ever.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, it's going to take 5 years, 7 years. For these businesses to come back, and many, many people are never going to make the money that they were making.
Do you have guys lined up outside the club going, is today the day I can get a lap dance?
You won't even, seriously.
And then they're like,
no, seriously.
Get out of here.
Seriously.
This dude's just like,
seriously.
Today? And you're like, no.
It's people don't know. They don't understand that it's still closed. New York City's still closed.
Yeah. Or like guys like Wimpy from Popeye who are like, I'll pay you on Tuesday for a lap
dance today. We get that a lot too. Yeah. But it's, you know, I stand more on that side, but I get it, dude. I understand what's happening right now.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
That's why Sonny Kiss had to take over for Joey Janela.
Because people got infected with COVID at his...
Can't say it, right?
Shit.
Suncast has a lot of bleeping to do.
God, sorry, Suncast. There was an outbreak at the Collective event. So AJ Gray tested positive, and that was Joey Janela's opponent.
Yeah.
I don't know if Joey's tested positive or not. I haven't heard anything about that. Listen, it sucks, man. You know,
does
like,
suck.
Listen, it's contagious. People are gonna get it. These guys, luckily, they're athletes. They're a different breed. 99% of the time, they'll be perfectly fine, and that's great. That's amazing. But you still have to be very careful with this.
Yeah, and it also ruins the other wrestler's handshake. You know how like you do the soft or hard?
Yeah.
It's the you know, breathe in my mouth for a second.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's when you really like somebody in wrestling. I don't think people know that.
Yo, breathe my breath, bro.
Okay, so in wrestling, if like you know how you have the wrestler carny handshake, right?
Right.
But you also have something even more, like if it's like Kenny Omega and Okada and they like really love each other, he's like, hey, listen, just breathe in my mouth.
Breathe my breath, bro. Talking to my mouth.
That's how you do it.
We know like a really, really close talker, and we were saying like this, she must be having a really hard time with this whole thing.
Who is it?
We were like my wife and I know a really close talker.
Oh my God.
And we were like, yeah, they must be having the hardest time. Like close, like that she's basically talking into your mouth.
I get very uncomfortable like, with those guys.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I do now? I actually confront them. I feel like they don't know that they're close talkers.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever told them. I got a friend. Very close talker, and I finally turned. I'm like, bro, you know you're in my mouth.
Yeah,
it's like months ago. He's like, what are you talking about?
You don't like it, bro?
I was like, you're a really close talker.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, no, dude, you stand very close when you talk to someone. I'm like, look, and I step back and I go, this is how you like normally you're supposed to talk. He's like, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, no, it's not.
No spatial awareness.
You're, like, I feel like this is the perfect distance.
I could do it with like a couple more inches away.
I could go here. I could go here. We could
that's
have
fine.
This conversation.
Yeah. Or if we're sitting next to each other at the bar.
Very different. Very different.
That's fine.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here.
Distance. So, guys, what's your appropriate distance?
Yeah, give me your feet.
When you're talking to somebody.
So, upcoming pay-per-views.
That's
we
right.
got Impact.
Trendy's down, yeah.
We got Impact Bound for Glory on Saturday.
Eric Young versus Rich Swann for the championship.
Okay.
Great. Impact Knockout Championship, Deonna Purrazzo, who just signed a new deal with Impact, versus Kylie Rae. That, I feel like I kind of want to watch that.
You know what? I think Deonna, I've always been very high on her.
Yeah.
I think she has a really good look. I think she's pretty solid. I don't know what happened in WWE with her. They just didn't pull the trigger on her, and I think she got out. Good thing she got out.
I think she got lost in the shuffle, and I also think there could have been a case of mistaken identity between her and Sony Deville.
For some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you work in that system, I think it's very easy to confuse.
Oh, yeah, because they did a very similar look for a little bit.
I think it's very easy to confuse who's on your roster sometimes, you know, especially if it's not somebody who's on TV a lot. The six-way scramble for the X Division Championship, Rohit Raju versus Willie Mack versus Chris Bay versus Trey Miguel versus Jordan Grace versus TJP.
I want Jordan Grace such a crush TJP.
I think it's going to be Willie Mack.
Okay.
Impact. You know what? Jordan Grace might win too because they may still be recovering from the Tessa thing.
Yeah.
And if she gets the X Division Championship, she has a shot at the Impact World Championship, right?
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next point, which is going to be Eric Young's going to retain and eventually lose that title to Jordan Grace.
Okay.
Interesting. Impact World Championship, the Motor City Machine Guns. I'm so glad they're back.
Yeah. They're really good.
Versus the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows. Versus Madman Fulton and Ace Austin versus the North. That should be fun.
I really like the North, by the way.
These are all very good American-style pro wrestlers.
Yep. By the way, I watched a very good match between the North and Motor City Machine Guns.
Their
match
so
last,
good.
What was it, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was? Mm-hmm. Really good match.
I always really enjoyed the Motor City Machine Guns. I'd like to see them in AEW for like a clip, too, just so they can take on the Young Bucks again.
Mm.
The Call Your Shot Gauntlet, Heath versus Rhino versus AC Romero versus Larry D versus Tennille Dashwood versus Taya Valkyrie versus Brian Myers versus Tommy Dreamer versus Havoc versus Hernandez.
So here's a problem for me.
Okay.
Doing men versus women on multiple matches on your card doesn't sit well with me.
Okay.
Like Jordan Grace is a anomaly, right? Her size, her power, her musculature, it's very unique. But now you're saying like, well, no, all the women could beat the men. It takes the suspension of disbelief out for me when Tennille Dashwood is in a match with, you know, Ace Romero.
Okay.
You know, like, by the way, Taya Valkyrie trying to get to WWE.
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
That's... But it's Billy Ray's wife, right?
No. John Morrison's wife.
Okay. Yeah. Who's Billy Ray's wife? Velvet Sky, right?
They're not. No. Well, sorry.
Yeah? Okay.
Can't say that. Can't say what I know.
Okay.
I don't know. How about that? I'll say that.
Okay, sure. Can you mute the mics?
Yeah. D-Von is really his wife. Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. I didn't know the mic was on. Moose versus EC3. And I believe is that for the... Like Moose's weird championship?
The Moose champ?
The TNA title? Like, doesn't Moose have the TNA world title?
I don't know. I haven't watched Impact in a while. And
so Moose has been walking around with the old TNA title.
Right. I know that.
Moose versus EC3. And Ken Shamrock with Sammy Callahan versus Eddie Edwards. Okay. You know what? Not a bad looking show.
Yeah.
We also have Hell in a Cell this Sunday on paper.
Hell.
Universal title, I Quit Hell in a Cell match between Roman Reigns and Jey Uso. Roman takes this. I want to see how they do this. A lot of this.
Oh.
Come on, go fast. Do it fast. I did it with my bad shoulder.
How's your shoulder, by the way?
Terrible, dude.
Yeah. Are you rubbing ointment on it?
Yeah. Tiger Balm.
You should do some CBD on it.
CBD oil?
Yeah. Just it'll make you feel
sprinkle
good.
Sprinkle it? I will.
Sprinkle it. Rub it in. Bring some crack on it.
WWE title Hell in a Cell match between Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton.
It's going to be fun.
SmackDown women's Hell in a Cell match between Bayley and Sasha Banks and Elias versus Jeff Hardy. That's what's announced so far.
You know what I would have liked instead of Hell in a Cell with Bayley and Sasha?
What?
A 2-out-of-3-fall steel cage match.
I think it's too early. Like, again, this is backwards booking, right? Mm-hmm. They're starting off with the blow-off.
Okay.
I hate it when they do that.
Elias is back.
He's hurt. I think he tore his pec.
Yeah. Or his bicep. He tore something.
He tore something. So that is what it is. So G1 wrap up.
Ooh, yeah.
Kota Ibushi wins.
2 years in a row. He was the first one to do it since Tenzan.
Yes, since Tenzan won. Kota Ibushi wins and will defend the briefcase at Power Struggle against Jay White. By the way, Jay White's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jay White's another guy that is, I'm hearing rumblings that WWE's very interested in him.
Same here. Now, I'm not trying to give any validity to this, but I'm going to share with you my conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
He's doing a North American signing by us.
Yes.
At that store.
Yeah.
In November.
You want to go?
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I got to do me a favor. Yeah. Remind me to email Jack.
Okay.
Wrestling Universe for people in the tri-state area. Jack Sabbath, he's had this place for like 20 something years.
Many locations.
He's done these signings. He also he owns ICW.
Yeah.
Not the English one, the one here in the Northeast. Where a lot of these guys, by the way, like Eddie Kingston.
Yeah.
Like these guys originated there.
I think Jack is somehow trapped in like this area and he has to perpetually open a store in this area.
In this area. He just opened another one in Comac, Long Island.
I know. But it's a nice store if you want wrestling figures and stuff like that. Anyway, but he has a lot of signings and he's got a signing in November for Jay White. Very strange. This dude rarely does North America.
He does
stuff,
not, yeah.
Right? He lives in Tampa, close to the Performance Center, mm-hmm. right? Number two, he's signing here very close to Connecticut.
Yes.
Distance wise.
Yeah.
I feel like there may be truth to the rumors. There's some validity there that maybe he's getting a little bit of interest and he's being courted by WWE. Plus, his social media posts have kind of made you think that too.
So, if I was him, some people find it weird that I'm going to say this because I think mm-hmm. everybody's answer is like, no, why would you go to WWE, man? Go to AEW.
Yeah.
By the way, my voice for wrestling fans is Rob Van Dam doing an impersonation of Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
That's my voice for it. So I'm like, no, I think he would shine in NXT, have him be this great heel in NXT. He could feud with, I mean, him and Seth Rollins in a feud. You could see that. That's so natural. I think he would do very well with going to WWE
if they let him run his mouth.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I'm happy. I think he's something special mm-hmm. that they have. So we'll see what happens. What was your favorite match
from the G1?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch all of it. I like the finale. I like the Sonata Kota Ibushi.
Very.
They had the did you see the timer for that that near fall?
Oh, it was 2.89 seconds. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
Like the most near fall of all time.
Yeah.
I like that Jay White's challenging Ibushi for the chance to get into the main event.
Yeah.
I think Ibushi's going to win. I think this is going to be Ibushi's year, dude. I think it's going to be Ibushi, Naito, and they're going to murder each other completely.
I definitely think it's time to pull the trigger on Ibushi.
100%.
So how does it work if Naito has both titles going into Wrestle Kingdom, does he defend the IC on one night and defend the heavyweight title the other night?
I don't know, but I want to say it's going to be like for everything, for the whole bag.
For the whole bag. See, yeah. You got to separate it.
Yeah,
They got to take that title off. I think what they tried to do with that the double title mm-hmm. didn't work because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it affected it.
I agree with that. I think this is their restart.
Their restart, yeah. So, Will Ospreay versus Okada at the Tokyo Dome.
Mwah.
Man, this next year will be Will Ospreay's year.
I think he goes over Okada.
Birds. We need more people with bird names.
Yes.
Hawk.
Is Tanahashi versus Kenta happening at the next show? Because Tanahashi challenged Kenta for the briefcase for the U.S. title shot.
Okay. Is that next? When is
that? That's why I asked you.
No, I don't know. I was trying to. My brain just stopped. I was trying to figure that out.
So at that point, you may get Tanahashi versus Jon Moxley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Right. Which I feel like would be pretty damn fantastic.
You know what? If they do that match. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, you're right. He still has the freaking U.S. title.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean that's going to be a big play here. So we'll see what happens. I think there's a lot of questions here that we're going to get answered in the next couple months. Listen, hopefully, man, you know December's around the corner.
Oh yeah,
they're saying a lot of this people are going to be vaccinated. A lot of people are going to have the vaccine. Not picking a side if you should or should not because everything is political now. Everything is a hot topic. You know what I'm doing on November 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking bunker down and just take a whole bunch of sleeping pills, and hopefully I wake up in 2 days.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and hopefully never wake up.
do you think I wake up and the alien invasion has happened?
Are you still in a coma at this point?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes. This is all. It's not a. Yeah, it is a coma. I was microdosed, and it's a coma. Or I have another theory.
Okay.
Time has passed very short. Like, it's March 17th. It's like March 12th still.
Today.
And I've been, it's only been like 5 hours have passed in this dose. I was microdosed, and it just like made me go flippy.
And you thought you lived 9 months.
And I think I've lived 9 months, but it's really, I'm still in March. Like, none of this has happened. I'm still in March, and I'm in my office tripping balls, and Lauren has locked the door, and I'm slowly starting to come out of it now.
And she's giggling.
She's giggling, yeah.
That's like, there's a great book called Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said, where one of the characters gets caught in the drug-induced state. The characters get caught in the drug-induced state of one of the other characters. So if you do this and get, like, all effed up, reality would warp around me.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I would love to see your day in the life of Rich.
It's very boring. I wake up, I work out, I eat breakfast, I work, and then at some point I eat an apple on the couch and watch TV.
That's nice. I had two bagels this morning.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Really? What kind?
Egg everything.
Yeah?
Love an egg
everything. You had two egg sandwiches this morning? Good for you, man. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's my self-poisoning because I've lost a whole bunch of weight. Okay. I'm down to 178. Nice, I want to be at 169. That's the number I like.
69,
comfortable
dude.
At 69.
Yeah.
And I was like, I lost all this weight. Let me just... need two bagels.
I am exactly 100 pounds heavier than you are.
You are?
Yeah, 278.
You're 278. Yeah. Nice. You're a big boy.
A big boy, baby.
Big boy. Guys, Q&A time. Submit your questions here. Anything you want to ask regarding professional wrestling or our personal lives, but generally, this is the moment. I'm feeling very open not to hide stuff today. Sometimes I hide things and I kayfabe people, but... today, I'm feeling very open to answer your questions, so ask your questions, and we'll do our best to answer them if we know the answers to them. So there's a lot of questions. I know a lot of people have a lot of questions regarding WrestleMania and Royal Rumble and everything going on, so submit your questions in the chat room, and we'll do our best. Also, one what if. We will pick one what... you have to get out of here? You got stuff going on? You got 15 minutes?
No, I got to do that thing.
Okay, you want to... can you hold it for 10 minutes?
Or yeah,
you
want, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do 10 minutes of Q&As. All right.
Will Ibushi finally win the title?
I think they have to. I think it was a mistake last year, him not winning the title.
I agree with that.
But you know what? Blessing in disguise, possibly, right?
Yeah.
Because if he had won that title, how much would it have meant in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, also, like, how do you think Naito feels?
But Naito's held the title before, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
Naito... I always say that Naito is at the end of his career, but people forget that Ibushi's almost 40.
They're both the same age.
They're not young. Like, yeah. Ibushi looks remarkable.
Kenny, too.
Kenny looks great, too. Yeah, yeah. Kenny's 30, 38, 36, 7, something like
38,
that.
38, I think. Any discussion on WWE nailing down an open-air arena to get some butts in the seats?
What month are we? October 22nd?
October.
So... Florida is open.
Okay.
They could have people in the building. WWE's been doing it with NXT. They're having a couple hundred fans in that building every week. So I don't think I don't know whose choice this is. I know for a fact that Royal Rumble is being... That's what is being considered for the live audience.
Okay.
Of a larger magnitude. Now, I don't know if they're going to go to a different building or they're going to stay at the Thunderdome and do this. The original concept was to run the Thunderdome till October and then renew it in November and have fans in the building in November. Mm-hmm. They have yet to do that. I think it's more of a PR positioning for them. They don't want... because they got a lot of bad press about the outbreak and everything.
Right, right.
They don't want that to be the case. NFL has fans... MLB's doing fans, outdoor arenas, they're doing fans. So I think it's very possible we're going to see something in the coming months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know at this point because every scenario that has been presented, it has been factual. I have confirmed it and they've had to delay the openings.
Okay.
For fans.
That's very interesting. I'd like to see where that goes too, especially because like, it's weird that like you don't necessarily need fans in an arena to watch baseball, right? But For pro wrestling,
you
definitely.
You know what else? Football.
Yeah.
First of all, I haven't watched much football, but I don't think the game has been affected by nobody. You know, a smaller amount in the crowd, because you don't really see the crowd shots.
Right. Right.
Baseball, maybe a little bit. Yeah. I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like, pro sports, I think basketball has the closest crowd.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. But everything else is like, you're very far away. Wrestling has the closest crowd. Like, you're 10 feet from the ring if you get like a front row seat, you know? So I think they're hurting without the fans. It drives the business. All right. Andrew, what are the pictures on the wall to Rich's left? Are they the blueprints for the Millennium Falcon and a signed Salt Bay picture?
So, let's see. Up here is a microphone. It's a RCA mic. It's the schematics.
Yeah,
for an Olson microphone, and it just it's the patent for this microphone.
Because you're a radio guy.
So I'm a radio guy.
Show me all the blueprints.
This is not Salt Bae. It's Billy Joel and his album Glass Houses.
Guys, Andrew is a massive Billy Joel.
I love Billy
fan.
Joel. I love Billy Joel.
You, how many times did you see him at the Garden?
Oh,
when he did the last thing.
Well, total, I can tell you total. I've seen him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 times.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Billy Joel.
Massive Billy Joel.
You know why I don't go anymore?
Why?
The fans.
Besides the pandemic.
Besides the pandemic. The fans ruin the experience because now every song they sing along with.
Yes.
And it's like Ronnie from Ronkonkoma.
Uh-huh.
Singing Piano Man.
It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday, Andrew.
Hey, Julie, sing it with me. It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular Cloud shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. Making love to his tonic and gin.
His Bartles and James.
So that's what's over there. I thought they were asking about the painting next to you. If you want to pull that, you painted that Muda painting.
I did. But no, they were asking about what's to my left, which is there.
Yeah.
I'm late to the party. Did you give any street cred out today? No, not yet.
Who asked that?
Batcher 3000.
I gave no street cred out. Nobody got street cred today. Everybody's weak and soft.
Mad soft.
Nobody got street cred today. On Sunday, I'll hand out a whole bunch of street cred.
Corey Richmond asks, are you still doing the laptop giveaway?
Which laptop was I giving away?
I don't know.
The Surface Duo, the foldable phone or tablet that we did give away. Glasswire gave it away, and we got a winner on the 20th.
Cool. Aaron Banks asks, do you like the new Raw intro? Yeah, I'm happy with it. I like the SmackDown one better.
SmackDown one is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I giggle at the song, though, on SmackDown. This is the AC/DC song.
Vince loves that. It's the only rock song he knows.
Will Mania still be at Raymond James?
In Tampa? Is that what it is? Raymond James in Tampa? Yeah, it's going to be in Tampa. They were going to do it at SoFi in LA, but the governor of Los Angeles, of California, is saying that he's not going to have anything till 2022, possibly. So okay. WWE doesn't want to take that risk, and Florida has been very good to WWE. You know, I think that's part of that deal that they had with Florida, that they were considered an essential business throughout the entire pandemic. So they're going to be in Florida.
Okay. Do you think, from Corey again, do you think AEW brings back Thunder Rosa after Full Gear, or has that fallen by the wayside?
No, I think they very much like Thunder Rosa.
Oh yeah, she's great. She's a good addition to that roster.
Yeah.
Chocolate Thunder, do you think that the Young Buck will take the titles from FTR, or will it be the Best Friends?
What's the match? Have they set what that Full Gear match is going to be?
Like, stipulation wise?
No. Are they in a one-on-one?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. Full Gear 2020. I can't remember if they announced it or not. So we got Ray Phoenix or Kenny Omega or Adam Page Wardlow, Cody versus or Orange Cassidy versus Darby Allin, FTR versus the Young Bucks. So this is going to be their first match.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the right call or wrong call. I mean, this match has to be unbelievable.
I'm saying no, Young Bucks. Young Bucks lose, FTR retains.
Okay. I'm fine with that. That'd be interesting.
Let's see here. Yes, MG Geek asks, is the word of the day wiener? Yes, it is.
Halloweener.
Check your notes, MG Geek. Let's see what else we got here. Any news on a game, man? We have to get our shit together and schedule a
day. Our schedule has gotten so freaking nutty, guys, that we've been attempting to figure it out, and we can't figure out a time. So hopefully in the coming weeks.
Can you book the Boogeyman for the Halloween episode?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love him to feed you worms.
Feed me worms.
Yeah. I'd would you eat his worms?
No, I'd feed him worms.
If he said, like, hey, if Vince is like, hey, listen, Rich, I really like this show. Can we do something with you? Come up to Titan Tower. Boogeyman's going to feed you worms. Would you do it?
Probably not.
I would do it.
Yeah?
I would do it.
When will Jericho turn face?
He's a heel?
Right. Yeah, he's
so freaking good. I don't think he should ever turn any different. I think he's perfect the way he is. He's obnoxious. He's an idiot. It's perfect.
That was the last question.
That was it?
That was
all
it.
Right. That's it. We're done.
Never mind.
I like that we did fantasy booking of the Boogeyman for the Halloween episode, Feeding You Worms.
Yeah. I would like to get the Boogeyman in studio. I'd like to get somebody in studio. I feel like there's a lot of guys who are local to New York.
And they would all show up.
They would definitely show up.
I've been holding off on that because of COVID.
Clearly.
Yeah.
We can do an episode with masks on.
The last wrestler in the studio was Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Mm.
That was the last wrestler in the studio.
That was like 5 years ago.
What's your Mania predictions? I'm going to go with Orton and Edge.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Rock and... Roman.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Styles and the big guy, Jordan. I forgot his last name.
Okay.
Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm. You know, it would be amazing.
What? We got Goldberg too. We got Goldberg and Hunter.
Okay. If they got the bodyguard in a storyline and the big reveal is that he's also Kurt Angle's son.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Can we say that all the Hurt Business is his son?
Every African-American.
Every African-American wrestler is Kurt Angle's son?
On that roster Love is it. Kurt Angle's son.
I'm okay with that. I'd be perfectly fine with that.
And then they'll cross over into every Samoan being his son. Like, he stops the Roman and Rock match.
Every Japanese wrestler is his son.
You guys.
Every non- ethnically white wrestler in the company's his son.
Even the white wrestlers. At some point, they're his.
Dude, why did they? You know what doesn't make sense to me?
Kurt Angle ends up being Papa Dudley.
Kurt Angle's Papa Dudley?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. All right. I think we're done here.
Cool.
Shin is his son?
Shin's his son.
I think that's right. Bachelor 3000 is his son? Mm-hmm. Is Kurt Angle? Is that true, Bachelor 3000? Because if it is, you're getting 3 street points.
MG Geek is his son.
You're getting 3 street points. We're handing out street points on you know what? My father got a street point today from me.
Oh, yeah?
Because Round and Round came on.
The song?
Round and Round.
Really?
Round and Round. No, is it Round and Round?
The Rat
I
song?
I get around. No, not the Rat song. I get around.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, that's Tupac.
Oh, okay.
I was like, how do you know that? You get 2 street points.
Nice.
Yeah, he knew.
Was he like, what the F is that?
No, he liked it. He likes Tupac, apparently. He goes, I like Tupac.
Everybody's Kurt Angle's son, and everybody's The Rock's cousin.
Very true.
Those are the 2 things that
and
you can rely on.
And everybody's Vince's illegitimate son.
That's true. That is also true.
Yeah. All right. Yes, see, Kurt's his dad. There you go. I told you guys. Come on. Love it. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Love all of you. Guys, do me a favor. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. We're subscribed to us here on YouTube. We're on our way to 5,000 subs. Next year, we're going to hit 10,000. We're on our way to 5,000 now. You can follow me on Twitter, at Andrew Zarian. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich, Matt Men Podcast on Facebook, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter, Matt Men Podcast on Instagram, and everywhere else. We love you guys, and we'll see you all next time. Take care.